Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left some people with serious injuries and caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night. About 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, the city of Centerpoint saw quite a bit of damage from the storm. That's according to Centerpoint Mayor Bobby Scott. The United States has reported its first known case of the COVID-19 P1 variant, first detected in Brazil. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed the case on Monday. The so-called Brazil variant is thought to be more transmissible. It is not known whether it's more severe. Sam Vigil, a New Mexico man, has sued the sanctuary city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, for protecting his wife's murder suspect. Luis Romero, a three-time deported illegal immigrant and alleged gang member from Mexico, has been in federal custody in Texas and charged with murdering Vigil. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump on Monday established an official post-presidency office in Palm Beach County, Florida, to oversee his affairs. A statement from Trump's office said the office of the former president will be responsible for his correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities. The federal government, the largest purchaser in the world, is changing the way business gets done. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The president signed an executive order Monday to revitalize America's manufacturing industry.
Under the previous administration, the federal government contract awarded directly to foreign companies went up 30%. That is going to change on our watch.
The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Super Bowl 55 is set for February 7th. The Kansas City Chiefs will represent the AFC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will rep the NFC. The game will be played in Tampa Bay, Florida. Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Shaquille Barrett shares his thoughts on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being the first team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
It's crazy that we're the first team to do it, making history, but that's not like where history has to end. We could be the first team to win it as well, and that's the key. We've got to get back ready to work, but just it's crazy. Like it's never been done before, and we doing it. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy that everybody who's on this organization is a part of it. We got some great guys here, and everybody. I just love it here. Love them, and I'm happy that we're doing it together.
The game will be broadcast on CBS. Spring training in Major League Baseball is gearing up, or is it? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. 15 teams are scheduled to begin training at team facilities in mid-February, with games beginning on February 27th. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Cactus League Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. She said that cases are expected to drop by then as more of the area's residents are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, anymore, I think we're learning we always have to be ready, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're going to be talking COVID. Vax or no vax? You know, what is your side? You know, we're hearing a lot, you know, of what the government is trying to do. And I believe some of the information that we're not getting is some of the adverse effects that are taking place with those who have been vaccinated. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be joining us. She's an osteopathic medical doctor, board certified in 3 medical specialties. She's widely regarded as the most knowledgeable and outspoken physician on the adverse impact that vaccines can have on our health. Dr. Tenpenny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, but hey, you've been on, you know, Dr. Oz, Today Show, Australia. Many people are coming to you to hear your wise counsel and experience regarding the vaccine. I'm sure the government, part of me, wants to believe this, Dr. Tenpenny, and you can tell me if I'm deluded or not, for us to be able to turn around the vaccine with Operation Warp Speed in a record time. I'm not quite, yeah, I mean, I know that things can happen and that not everything is perfect, but are you questioning the rapidity that maybe some steps may have been missed along the way, that we maybe due diligence didn't take place as a result of Operation Warp Speed?
May have been missed. They absolutely were overlooked and ignored. So I would take it even farther than your premise.
Okay.
I mean, this is an experimental vaccine never used in humans before. They've been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine since SARS in 2002, and they could never move it out of animal studies into human clinical trials because the FDA would not allow it. The coronavirus vaccines in the animal studies either caused serious adverse illness, like accelerated autoimmune disease in the animals, or the animals died. So we were never able to move a vaccine for coronavirus forward in the last 20 years. And yet, suddenly, we fast-tracked this without any thorough animal studies, without any long-term view of what the consequences to health could be in the next 1 year or 2 years, because autoimmune processes, when you get a vaccine, take a while to develop. Mm-hmm. I was speaking with some epidemiologists and people in Europe who said that at a minimum, it can take up to 4 to 6 weeks before you even start to see any adverse events, unless it's an immediate reaction. And we've seen people that are now having anaphylactic shock to some of the ingredients inside of the vaccines. Mm-hmm. So I've mapped out through a review of the medical literature at least 7 different pathways of how this vaccine can cause injury to your internal organs, and can even cause death. And that is not being reported, and nobody's discussing it from the published peer-reviewed medical literature.
This is, I want to say it's shocking, what you just shared with us, but part of me is not surprised.
Well, I don't know why we're in such a big rush. Why are we rushing this? Why is it like suddenly we have to do this when vaccines generally take anywhere from 5 to 10 years, sometimes longer, to bring to market? We have a viral infection that has a recovery rate. People who get sick from this infection have a greater than 99% chance of recovery, but yet we have to fast-track a vaccine, warp-speed it across the country, threaten to have it delivered by the military, to be injected with something that's experimental and has never been tested, thoroughly tested in human beings before. No term, long-term consequences have been evaluated. And in fact, one of the things that vaccines should be tested for are carcinogenicity, which means does it cause cancer?
Right.
Teratogenicity, does it cause disruptions to your DNA? Teratogenicity is birth defects. Mutagenicity, does it cause damage to your DNA? And does it cause infertility? We have no data on any of that with this vaccine.
And normally you would have this data if it went through its traditional trials and processes, right?
Well, we would have some of that data. I mean, when you actually look at all of the vaccines, the package inserts from even the childhood vaccines, that many of them say, we don't know if it causes cancer or not. But with this one, because we're fast-tracking it and we want 7.7 billion people around the world to get two doses of an experimental vaccine never delivered to humans before, we deserve to have much more due diligence than ever before, and we really haven't had it.
Dr. Tenpenny, what you've shared with us in a few moments here is very contrary to what the WHO, Dr. Fauci, others are promoting. I got to imagine that even the social media giants wouldn't allow you to utilize their platform.
Well, so far we've been lucky, you know, and we've been able, and I've been, just for the sake of your listeners here, Bill, I've been studying the problems associated with vaccines and sharing this type of information from the medical literature for more than 20 years. I've invested more than 40,000 hours of personal time into digging this information out of the medical literature and putting it out to the general public. So I just didn't wake up one morning and decide to look into COVID. This is something I've been doing for a very long time in terms of exposing the types of adverse events that can happen from any of the vaccines. When COVID vaccine came on the market, it was even a deeper dive into the literature, and what I found was, quite frankly, shocking, that we would push this forward into human trials and then roll it out on an Operation Warp Speed with nothing in terms of science to say that this was safe and that we should be doing this at this rate of speed.
It's the power of fear, isn't it?
It's absolutely the power of fear, and that's their biggest weapon. I mean, the people in charge of this, of all of this, they're smart people. They're they're brilliant. They can read the medical literature like any of us can. They're smart, and they've used fear as the biggest weapon. And quite frankly, Bill, you know, as a Christian person myself, I believe that fear and faith can't stand in the same space.
Exactly. No, I agree. Yeah, and the thing is, you wonder, at least I do, you know, the old axiom, you follow the money. Who's being rewarded here, you know, for this? Who is benefiting, you know, from this fear angle, you know, to get this vaccine out? You hear all these random stories, and it's not necessarily in the interest of the greater good, because in these groups of people, I might say, it is known that they have a sentiment that the population of the world is too big. And if we call the herd a little bit, it's no big whoop, because the world cannot sustain the population that exists today. So if you go in with that mindset, you know, so some casualties along the way, that's okay, because, you know, that's just, you know, the herd being culled, so to speak, because planet Earth cannot handle the population. Is that fair to introduce that to the conversation?
Absolutely it is. And you're right on task.
I mean, it's a scary thought. Again, you got to look at, as you're saying, are these lever pullers, who is it? What is their worldview? What are they, you know, that would be of interest to me. I mean, I don't want a scientist that could care whether or not I live to be the one that is dictating the distribution and the involvement of these vaccines. You know, just as a sidebar and interest, that's all I've got to say. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the osteopathic medical doctor, right here. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
You know, we hear a lot about revival, but we need to understand the purpose of revival, and that is to, and I like what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny just said to me. She says, you know, it's about getting as many people into the ark as possible. And I think this is appropriate because this is what revival is all about. Revival is about the realization that we have abandoned God. We've turned our back on God, and we can't figure this out. Whether it's this pandemic, whether it's social injustice, the racial bigotry, that systemic racial accusations that are flying about and on and on. I mean, how are we going to solve? You think the election of the 46th president is going to solve all those problems? And the pandemic is nothing new under the sun. We were told in God's word from God's very own mouth that this would happen. So no big surprise here. So what's our responsibility? Knowing that we've had advanced knowledge of this and we can get ahead of this, and we don't necessarily, I think common sense thing, God has empowered us in such a way, Dr. Tenpenny, that by our willful decisions, we can either be for life or for death. Be conforming, as my friend Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller says, we can either be conforming or believing. And if we're going to conform to the Dr. Fauci's and the others that have so much to gain, you know, as we follow the money, and that becomes more and more obvious, or do we choose God and say we're going to much rather run under the cover of God himself and do what's right for ourselves, our family, and our neighbors?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's what people have to understand here. You know, Bill, I said earlier in the first segment that I've been trying to wake people up and get people to understand that vaccines are not safe, they don't keep you from getting sick, they're not necessary, and they absolutely do cause harm. I've been on this quest. It's a God-given quest to me, and there's a whole story behind that we don't have time to go into.
Last 20 years,
I've been doing this.
Yeah.
And it was very hard to move the needle just a little bit because we have a 200-year multi-generational indoctrination on that topic. Mm. And to get people to say, well, wait a minute, if I don't vaccinate my kids, they're going to die, right? No, they're going to be perfectly healthy. Mm. And so we to get people to just start to question, what's coming through that needle? Are there side effects? Is this really necessary? Do I have to get 7 shots all on the same day? Mm. Was a lot of work. And now suddenly, in fact, I'm the type of person that I tend to think I look at the glasses half full, and I like to take lemons and make lemonade. And so one of the good things, in my opinion, that's come out of a lot of this COVID is that people are now suddenly questioning this whole vaccine paradigm on a global basis. Globally, people are questioning it for maybe the first time ever. And they're going, fast track? Really? What?
Right.
Wait.
Yeah.
Experimental, never done before, side effects, nobody knows. Maybe I should wait. In fact, the data shifted. Dell Bigtree on the High Wire has said this multiple times, that that way back in the beginning, in March and April of 2020, the survey showed that about 70% of people were praying for this vaccine, and as soon as it was available, they were going to take it. Mm-hmm. And now about 67%, a big pendulum swing, about 67% say either absolutely not or I think I'm just going to wait. I'm not so sure. Number one, is it necessary? I mean, we have a virus that has a 99% recovery rate. Do I really need it? Oh, I think I had COVID last year and I'm fine. Do I need a vaccine? Mm-hmm. What about these side effects we've been hearing about? And we've been seeing videos on social media. Now, the VAERS report, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System here in the U.S., a report came out just a couple of days ago, that as of January 15th, 2021, and VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It's a passive reporting system monitored by the FDA where people can report an adverse event from a vaccine. And the adverse events can be anything from a sore arm up to a death. Mm-hmm. And as of January the 15th, now remember, we've only been, you know, mass vaccinating with COVID for about 6 weeks at this point. There were 181 deaths reported, and many of them were in their 30s and 40s. And on average, it was about 19 to 20 days after just the first shot. and now we're intended to give a second shot somewhere between 3 and 6 weeks later. What is it going to look like at that point when we re-expose people to another dose of this, in my opinion, very deadly vaccine?
Exactly. And what's happening with some people, and Dr. Fauci talked about this yesterday, that people are reticent to come in for that second dose. And so now the campaign is that you've got to have both doses or, you know, it compromises the viability of the vaccine, right?
Well, that's what they say. I mean, they always say that. And that's why in the childhood vaccination schedule, there's a series of three. In some cases, it's a series of two. This one, they say, well, we prime the system with the first vaccine, and then we boost the antibody levels super high with the second vaccine so that you've got long-term protection. However, I want to share one quick piece from the medical literature that talks about that the higher the vaccine, the higher the antibody response to the vaccine is, the greater the likelihood is that that antibody that was actually induced to be developed by the vaccine will damage your lungs.
Oh.
And so now we're going to start seeing people that have had a vaccine. They're going to go to the hospital with shortness of breath, maybe coughing up blood, and they're going to get treated as pneumonia or ARDS, which is adult respiratory distress syndrome, or maybe pulmonary embolisms, which are clots to the lung. They're going to be treated like this is a side effect of the viral infection, when actually it's a side effect from the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, we know the numbers have been worked. Let me ask you another predominant question, Sherry, that keeps coming up here regarding what's in the vaccine. It has been reported that you've got aborted fetal tissue or DNA involved in some of these vaccines. You know more than we do. What do you know about that?
Well, the viral genetic material was initially cultured in cells that came from human kidneys, cells from a fetus, and the cells came from kidneys. So, yes, there's still stray cells in there because you can't get them completely out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know that the rubella portion of the vaccine, the shingles vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine, they're all made from cells of aborted fetal tissue also, and the FDA actually tells them how many of those cells are allowed to be in their lot.
Oh, wow.
And so we know that they're there. I'm more concerned about three of the lipid type of ingredients that are in the Pfizer vaccine, because these three chemicals have never been used in vaccines before. You know, we'll call them chemical 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had chemical 1, 2, or 3 in any vaccine ever, but yet we're putting 1 + 2 + 3 into one vaccine. So we're using experimental chemicals that have never been tested in humans, have never been tested for synergistic toxicity in an experimental vaccine using genetic material that's never been injected into humans on a mass scale before. It's one big experiment.
We're all lab rats here.
Absolutely.
This is what it comes down to. And then why would you inoculate young kids, for example?
Well, that's the next big press. Now they're saying, oh, kids can't come back to school until they've had a COVID vaccine. Zero studies on vaccines, on this vaccine in kids. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And the risk of children contracting this infection is close to zero as it can possibly be. This is a worse than a lab rat experiment, Bill. This is designed to create either customers for life or probably even kill people. You know, I mentioned to you on the break, there's 526 drugs in the developmental pipeline under the PREP Act, which means they can be developed without any liability. And these 526 medications that are in development are designed to treat COVID. Well, why do we need 526 new drugs to treat the flu? What these drugs are going to be is to treat the horrifying side effects,
exactly.
Vaccine.
Yeah, what do they know that they're not telling us?
Exactly.
As you say, every single person that takes this vaccine will be injured in some way. Many will die. We are already seeing hundreds of deaths. Dr. Tenpenny goes on to say, this is an experiment vaccine on a massive scale. I would never agree to take it or give it to my patients or my family. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Sherry, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back. We've got to keep this conversation going. You have a great
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left some people with serious injuries and caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night. About 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, the city of Centerpoint saw quite a bit of damage from the storm. That's according to Centerpoint Mayor Bobby Scott. The United States has reported its first known case of the COVID-19 P1 variant, first detected in Brazil. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed the case on Monday. The so-called Brazil variant is thought to be more transmissible. It is not known whether it's more severe. Sam Vigil, a New Mexico man, has sued the sanctuary city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, for protecting his wife's murder suspect. Luis Romero, a three-time deported illegal immigrant and alleged gang member from Mexico, has been in federal custody in Texas and charged with murdering Vigil. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, call me.
I'll tell you, he's America's, famous bodyguard, I'm telling you. That's the way his heart works. He's always looking out for his fellow man. We're talking the managing editor of Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Hey, Mr. Al Parada, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing on this January day?
Well, I'm doing good. My head's spinning a little bit. You know, we had quite the expert on, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, just a moment ago, because this big discussion, you vax or no vax, and the threat that, our travel could be limited if you don't have a vax sticker on your, as part of your documentation, this forced vaccination that's taken place. I've had problems just with the whole spirit of the thing, and considering who has the most to gain, and the different philosophies that are happening, and how this COVID pandemic is causing people to do things that they wouldn't normally do out of fear. Al, that's we've seen this from time in history, that fear will make people do some goofy things, and even people in power. That could be, that could be rather dangerous for the masses.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the bizarre things that we've seen in the past week is the miraculous, reopenings of businesses, some of these states that were really locked down, mm-hmm. suddenly deciding it's okay. Jay Richards is one, you know, is our former executive editor, and he has a book on the pandemic. And I ask him, has this, when I see something like this, has the science changed? He's like, no.
Right. Right.
You know, so, you know, and so that's the thing that's so frustrating, is if you're actually dealing with, you know, science and health, and this is what you need to do, fine. But the decisions that were made by the power brokers had little to do with science along the way. And that is the frustrating thing. And for example, you know, somebody like Fauci, you can go from saying no masks to, oh, you have to wear a mask, to, oh, maybe you need to wear two masks. Mm. And we're, you know, it's like, okay, you trust the science, trust these people, and they keep changing their mind. Or like, you know, World Health Organization suddenly deciding that the tests, they're giving too much of the false positives, PCR tests.
Right.
Oh, you know, suddenly this, apparently that's not news to people who actually been following the science.
Exactly.
But suddenly after Biden's inaugurated, oh my gosh, hey, there's way too many false positives floating around out there. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, all of a sudden the stuff that was restrained during the Trump administration, I mean, you see, and some of this, Al, comes down to common sense. Thank God we haven't lost common sense. I mean, it's influenced in that, but people can still understand. This is why, I mean, you can tell them not to talk about it. The WHO can tell you, and Facebook will tell you, if you say anything against them, then you can't post, something there on Facebook. But the truth is the truth. And common sense and reasonable people are realizing, you know, what is going on. And it all goes back to what we've been saying for the last several weeks, and that is people need to really be honest and make an assessment of politics in general. How has that served you? It has us at each other's throat. It's us against them, Democrats against Republicans. We're on opposing sides instead of embracing what I call first principles, which is the American dream, the American way of life. Doing right by your neighbor, for one another, for your family, having a job, and being a productive humanoid, enjoying liberty, something that very few people in this planet enjoy. But more and more our liberties are being curtailed because of these power brokers and their supposed better ideas. But this is all wrapped in that bundle of politics. So, you know, keep holding on to that political thing and be arguing and canceling people and continue to be a miserable individual, because that's what politics is doing, is it's, formulating a warrior group of a bunch of unhappy Americans, which is sad.
Yeah. Well, and that's one thing I'm really curious about, and I'd love to ask Democrats, and we have an article going up at noon from George Janik that basically asks the question from Democrats, and the idea is basically, is this what you voted for?
Right.
I mean, okay, you want to have debates about immigration policy or something like that, fine, but did you vote to basically criminalize political thought?
Yes.
In censorship? Do you not talking about me so much, but I'm suspended from Twitter for whatever, who knows why. I wrote an article that had the letter Q in it. So I think that's what got me out of trouble.
Right.
But whatever the case is, it's like, yeah. how is my voice more dangerous than it's so dangerous that it has to be silenced on Twitter?
See, that's why you have to go to Big Bird and ask him what is the official word or letter of the day that you can use. You see, and if Big Bird did not authorize Q, well, then you're out.
I know, I'm done. I mean, the letter might be the letter. Well, I was going to say the letter L, but L is also used for LGBT, so that one, that one's safe.
Yes.
So you got to figure out what letters are appropriate to use. But the point is that what they, is this what the Democrats voted for?
Mm-hmm.
So part of me wonders, are we more unified than we're being led to believe?
Well, I think that when we go to first principles, we are. That's why I'm calling out that we need to re-embrace the first principles of just common sense, liberty, and things enumerated in our Constitution, the American dream. We can all agree on that. And you know what? That doesn't filter through a Democrat or Republican, you know, party or independent party. These are basic and fundamental. Now, when we get down to actually realizing what that looks like, okay, then you can, you know, if your party is reasonable and you have confidence in it and you want to use that to express it. But right now, the parties are in shambles. I mean, Al, I gotta tell you, I'm shocked, and the audience knows. I mean, I had predicted that the Democratic Party was going to be so overrun that they were going to be, you know, lost after the 2020 election. And I just did not see the Republican Party coming unhinged like it has. And because the Republican Party is coming unhinged, we're really not seeing the chink in the armor of the Democrats, are we?
Well, yeah. But who's really unhinged? The Republicans, just the old school folks. Mm-hmm. But in the Democrats, yeah. I mean, because they're a mess. And you're kind of seeing a little bit, because right now you have a president who doesn't have the strength to balance the two sides mm-hmm. in this party. And so there is a fight for control. And right now, a lot of the progressive stuff is happening, but who actually controls the West Wing? And who's going to be the leader? Who's going to be the real voice of what goes on in that unified, you know, Democratic control over House mm-hmm. and Senate?
Have you noticed how quiet Kamala Harris is? Is that interesting?
Well, it's fascinating, but, you know, if you're going to be measuring, you know, the drapes for the Oval Office, I mean, that does take time. If you've ever actually stopped for drapes and an interior redone a room, you know how long it takes. So she's kind of busy plotting for when that happens. But because we know it is. We know it's coming. And so that's one of the, you know, it's no secret to anybody that's what's going to be happening.
Right.
But, I mean, and, you know, I guess. Or we can be gracious, show the grace that was not shown us for 4 years, and say, you know, she's a vice president. Who wants to hear from a vice president in the first part of a presidency anyway? So
right. Well, and here it is, the important 100 days, and then you've got the president coming out and saying, in fact, instead of stopping the Democrats on this stupid impeachment thing, he says, no, they should go through with it.
Is that distract from what he's doing?
Well, it's like, wait a minute. You know, we have a pandemic going on. We've got some really serious issues. And political gamesmanship that the Democratic House is pulling right now is absurd. It's a waste of the people's money. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to create new laws that allows Nancy Pelosi to, to impeach Donald Trump, you know, 4 times, 5 times? I mean, after he dies, we're going to impeach him? I mean, is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, it'd be like Groundhog's Day. Every year we gather together to impeach Donald Trump, you know, even after he's long in the grave.
Hey, as long as you bring some cookies and something to drink, why not? Let's make a party out of it. And we've got a Super Bowl coming up, too. So stay tuned. We've got
thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're talking with the managing editor of the stream. Stream.org is where you want to go. Al Perotta is with us. Hey, Al, I love this story. I don't know if you caught this or not. You know, you've got AOC and Bernie Sanders and those on the hard left saying that, you know, all college education, you know, just wipe it clean, no debt. All these kids came out in record numbers to ameliorate, I mean, you know, to basically sell their vote for this pipe dream that, you know, they're not going to have any college you know, college expense. They're not going to have to pay their college debt anymore. It's all going to go away. Thank you very much, AOC, Bernie Sanders, and Joe Biden et al. For doing this sort of thing. But there was a story that was out. I think Epic Times was the one that carried it, about the jack of all trades. Here's a guy. He's got $50,000 in student debt. He says, I don't want this. I don't want this on me. I am going to focus on getting rid of this debt. And so what this guy does, he's on a mission just to do every odd job that you can think of. Whatever odd job is needed, he will do it. He's Johnny on the spot. And there's something like 300 odd jobs, and he pays off his $50,000 student debt within a year. See,
wow.
This is the American way.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you go and you just wipe out the debt for something. And I'll tell you, this young man, because like anything else, you get out of something what you put into and how you honor, how you honor your, you know, the people who blessed you with an education and how you honor yourself in the process. And this says a lot about the character of this individual. This is somebody that you'd like to get to know, because at his very heart, I mean, it's very commendable.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of person you want in Congress, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
People
well,
actually worked.
Yeah.
And lived in the real world.
without
the idea of the, and the thing is, the sad thing is, this guy's paid off his college debt, and now if these yahoos get their way, he's going to have to pay for somebody else's debt.
Right, exactly. Well, that was the complaint of one parent in particular when they were having this discussion during the primaries, is that he said, how fair is that? You know, I've worked hard. I paid for my kids' education. What do I get? Well, it's done. I mean, you know, Elizabeth Warren said, well, that's tough. You know, you good that you paid it, but, you know, good that these other people, that their debt is forgiven. How is that fair? I mean, you know, fairness is something that you don't even have to be taught. I mean, two-year-olds understand what fair is, right?
Yeah.
And here you are as an adult, and you realize that your government is doing all these things to you that are unfair. And that's why they much rather keep us in the dark and, you know, whether it's to be experimental lab rats or to just be mushrooms and fed manure, hey, they're happy. And now more than ever, because they've got control of the narrative, Al. They're telling you what you should think, how you should think, and if not, then you're canceled.
Yeah. And again, that becomes a dangerous thing. It's like when there's no marketplace of ideas and you can only buy one thing in the market, it's not mm-hmm. a marketplace of ideas. You know,
right.
It's the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Okay, well, look at this whole deal, like with Trump. I just wrote a commentary about it. And, you know, who told you to hate Trump? I mean, think about it. You know, 9 out of 10 of the reports from the established media was all negative about Donald Trump. And so people have this this perceived value or disvalue of Donald Trump based on a false narrative brought to you by the establishment media. Now, what are they going to do with Joe Biden? Because that's what they know to do. And they've done this before, whether it was with Clinton, even Obama, not to the extreme, certainly, of, of Donald Trump. But, you know, it'll get into, you know, they'll report some negative stuff, but it won't be 9-to-1 ratio like it was against Donald Trump.
No, not until the word comes down that it's time to replace Joe with Kamala.
Yes.
Then you'll see the stories. Then it'll be all of a sudden Tony Bobulinski's story will have been confirmed after months of research by the New York Times.
Exactly.
And Washington Post. Then you'll see it. But that's one thing. One gripe I have is the idea, not just so much that it was the negative coverage, but that people will say things like, "Oh, well, Trump's personality was the thing that cost him the election." And I go, "It's the perception of the personality. Trump was not given even the opportunity to do the things that presidents are allowed to do that show off their more human side. We didn't see mm-hmm. him on ESPN giving his March Madness picks, even this is." Or his thoughts on this, you know, the playoffs or NFL, even though this mm-hmm. guy owned a football team.
Right.
He was a sports nut. We didn't mm-hmm. see him, you know, the same guy. He hosted Saturday Night Live twice.
Yes.
But yet you cannot have him on any late night show.
Right.
He used to live on the couches of late night TV.
Mm-hmm.
But once he became a Republican, once he became president, he was never allowed on those shows to show off the side of the personality, to balance out the more rougher edges, you know, from the, you know, the fights and the tweets and everything like that. And that's one of the sadnesses, because, you know, I think he's going to be missed for that.
Yeah.
But Biden, the mistakes and the mental lapses will be ignored. And, until they decide, okay, it's time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, You'll hear the family dirt. You'll hear the corruption. They'll expose the mental lapses, and then he'll be out the door.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that Joe Biden is self-revealing. I mean, he says what he says, and you can shake your head and, you know, go along with Dr. Jill who says, oh, there's nothing there. And then, you know, just move on. It's no big deal. You know, she's the Jedi warrior princess of the Biden administration, telling everybody to move on. There's nothing there. But it's just so obvious. I mean, and as you wrote about, you know, the mask comes off. And, you know, and as you posed the question in the first segment, is this what you voted for? And, you know, buyer's remorse is, you know, starting to come out here. And, you know, of course, we'll see. And this is, you know, You know, I say this with reservation, what will could happen in 22, only because, you know, the Democrats were able to get away with so much in 2020. I don't think that they're going to give up, you know, that ability to, if you want to say, stuff the ballot box. I know George Stephanopoulos goes absolutely bonkers when there's any suggestion of fraud. He goes, and it's interesting because he goes, well, there's no evidence of mass fraud. Well, just because there's no evidence, just because you choose not to see it or acknowledge it, that doesn't mean that there's no evidence. It's just that we've really haven't had a true day in court to really present all this information, you know, to the people or to, you know, even the Supreme Court and all these other places. I mean, what was it, like over 80? 80 judges had a shot at the bite of the apple, and they no, don't want to touch that, you know. Yeah. You know, let's just ignore it, and we'll use the general you know, evasive card of you lack standing, which doesn't mean that the case doesn't have merit. It just means that in their subtle way is that it's too much of a hot potato. We're not going to we're not going to handle this.
Yeah, and one thing you're seeing is a little bit of a lie from Stephanopoulos. He quoted the Department of Justice, and what the department, what Barr had said was, as of yet, we have not seen enough evidence of massive fraud to overturn the election. That's a pretty meaningless statement, but because to overturn the election, it would mean that three states, there has to be massive fraud in three states that is proven and would have overturned the election. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean there wasn't two states that were, right, there was massive fraud. And it doesn't mean there was not enough fraud in other states, but not enough to overturn the results.
Mm-hmm. Where's the investigation? You see, and this is what happened. It's the same thing. The Democrats are experts. They're black belt, 10-degree black belts in deflection. When they're guilty of something, they find a way. And that's why I've said all along, you know, Mitch McConnell and the Republicans could learn from Nancy. And they ought to have a bracelet that says WWND. What would Nancy do? Here it is. Their standard bearer, their party is being attacked by the Democrats. And what are they doing? They're abandoning ship and going on the side of the Democrats and pointing fingers at each other. Now, the Democrats would never do that.
Nope. Got to learn to fight. And that's the one thing that Trump brought to the table is you do fight these folks. You can fight these folks. And a lot of times you can win against these folks by fighting back. And that's the key. And that's why I'm curious about what's going to happen in the trial, this crazy fake impeachment trial, because, you know, is Trump going to use that opportunity to have his lawyers to go, okay, you're saying I incited trouble by saying the election was fixed. Well, part of my defense would be the election was fixed.
Yes, exactly.
I had reason to believe this, and then now I'm.
And here's the evidence. Wouldn't that be cool though? Wouldn't that be awesome if the Democrats, you know, because this is what happens sometimes. You got to be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
They could potentially have opened up a door, but they're going to do everything they can to avoid, you know, that opportunity and for it to go down that road. But if they get caught, because sometimes, you know, it's interesting about the truth. It always finds a way of coming out, doesn't it?
Yep. Man, the truth will set you free.
Can you imagine, though, would that be so cool to be able to really adjudicate this thing, you know, once and for all? But, you know, the bureaucracy, they know how to survive. I mean, they have avoided, you know, we hear a little bit now about the JFK fix, you know, out of Chicago, you know, 50 years ago. They're still, you know, been able to hide what happened with the assassination. You know, on and on, 9/11, so much that we still don't know about. They know how to protect themselves, Al Parada. Hey, thank you so much. Always appreciate it. Take care. Go to stream.org for more info.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.